Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Natural News Store is now open. Hi, this is Joni Cox with Homegrown Health with some great news for your health and your budget. Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving money right now on superfoods like cacao, camu camu, and acai. You'll find coconut flour, coconut sugar, and hemp seeds, as well as detox products like Zeotrex, Oxy Powder, and Nascent Iodine. You'll also find survival organic food supplies and colloidal silver. Both can help you prepare for natural disasters or other events that might threaten your health or safety. As Hurricane Sandy recently taught America, just one storm can knock out the power grid and leave us all scrambling for food and medicine. We've also got amazing herbal medicine cabinets and herbal survival kits. Plus, we're the exclusive source for the all-new Natural Attitude Turmeric Extract. It's a powerful, alcohol-free, liquid form of turmeric with high absorbability. Plus, get free shipping in the USA on orders of $99 or more. A portion of all sales helps fund health freedom and food freedom initiatives. Find all this and much more at shopnaturalnews.com. That's shopnaturalnews.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
This is Mental Health Exposed on Natural News Radio with Mike Bundrant.
All right, welcome to Mental Health Exposed. This is Natural News Radio, and I'm your host, Mike Bundrant. It's great to have you here on the show with us today. Our special guest is Sarah Plummer, and she has one interesting story to tell. She's a life coach. She is a University of Virginia graduate, a combat experienced Marine Corps intelligence officer. She's also a military Olympic athlete. And her mission is to empower people who have experienced trauma or difficult life events to learn how to just roll with it and heal. Now, what are the requirements for someone to be able to help another person who's had a hard time? The number one requirement is that you've been able to recover from some of your own hard times, regardless of your credentials, regardless of anything else. If you've been there and done that, if you've been through it and come out the other side, then that uniquely qualifies you to pass on your knowledge and experience to another person to be able to help them, in my opinion. Sarah's story is really interesting. We're going to get some of her story here today. She's been hit by a car. She's been struck by lightning. She's survived a devastating car crash. Sarah, while in the military, was raped by a fellow service member. She's broken every major bone in her body. and face daily medical issues related to arthritis, scoliosis, and, of course, post-traumatic stress disorder. And what's amazing about her story is that she came through it, did her work, was able to heal with the help of some key people, and she did it through holistic therapy, nutrition, yoga, and psychotherapy with the help of a psychiatrist. And although she was offered on many, many occasions medication, she refused pharmaceutical medication and was able to come through this and heal on her own. So today she's a life coach. She also puts on seminars for people who have been through tough times and are wanting to heal. And you can find out more again at SemperSarah.com or just roll with it, bootcamp.com. She has an event coming up December 1st, I believe, in the San Diego, California area. So that's our guest on the show today, and we'll be with her in just a few minutes. Before we talk to Sarah, I want to invite you to visit the INLPcenter.com and take our free mini course, which is called Three Soul-Stirring Questions That Reveal Your Deepest Goals. These are questions that I guarantee you have never heard before, especially put together in this way. They're not questions like, what do you want in life, and so forth. These are unusual questions, especially the third one. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I want you to go to the INLPcenter.com. You put your email address in on the form on your left or in the middle of the page there, and you get immediate access to that mini course. Just go there and take that course and do some thinking about it. It's absolutely guaranteed to help. And we'll welcome Sarah Plummer here in just a moment.
You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundrant on National News Radio.
Okay, Sarah Plummer, also known as Semper Sarah. Welcome to Mental Health Exposed. Thanks for joining us on National News Radio.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Now, one of the things that I've read about you in terms of your story, it's so, I want to say interesting, but it's really, you've been through so much. I almost don't know how to describe it, from being struck by lightning to having been through so much through your military experience. And the thing that impressed me is that you recovered from it naturally. And through a lot of hard work, but you've made a recovery based on holistic principles. And now you're actually in a position to be able to help other people. I mean, tell us a little bit about what you've been through, because I think it's unusual how much you've been through.
Sure. Well, it's kind of been, challenge and tragedies and all that sort of stuff has been a part of my life almost from the get-go, just with having grown up in a military family and moving so often. So, for instance, I just did my 31st move in 31 years here, and so that alone, I think, can be, a challenge and unsettling for some people. And I grew up in a semi-abusive household. So that was something I learned to, find creative and hopefully healthy coping mechanisms, from an early age. And then, going into the military, I was sexually assaulted. I was raped by a fellow service member about a week or two before my commissioning in the United States Marine Corps. And then going forth through my service in the Marine Corps, I served two combat tours to Iraq. And then just a lot of stress and forms of sexual harassment, physical injuries and ailments and illnesses, and I don't know how much of the list you want here, but there's quite a bit.
So. Well, and what about the part about being struck by lightning?
Oh yeah, so that happened when I was out for a run one day. I was on base, and so doing my physical training, I was out by myself, and got struck in the middle of a thunderstorm. So I don't know how, you know, you hear some of these stories sometimes of people getting struck and dying and struck and living and hit the bottom of my right foot, shot up the right side of my body and threw me back. I don't know how far, but I was running forward and it threw me back, you know, several feet, landed on my back, hit my head pretty hard, burned my hair and stuff like that. But, you know, for the most part, was basically fine, other than being in a little bit of shock. So,
I mean, you got up and walked away from it?
Yeah, pretty much. I got up and I tried to keep running, actually, and then I didn't feel quite right, felt a little woozy and nauseous and had a headache and decided I probably ought to turn around and run back to work. And I actually walked up and one of my Marines gave me a funny look and said, "Ma'am, what's going on with you?" Because I was drenched, I was soaking wet, but it wasn't raining anymore and I probably looked, you know, like I was a little bit crazy, had a weird look in my eye, and he said, "What's wrong?" I said, I think I just got struck by lightning." He was like, "Oh, of course you did." Like, that was just what the Marines expected from me. Like, I had had a couple concussions while I was there at that particular job, at that assignment as well. So they all used to joke that, you know, I needed to wear a helmet when I left the house. So they weren't even surprised.
Just your luck, I guess.
Yeah.
So when did you get out of the Marines?
I left active duty service in the summer of 2009.
So this is just recent. I mean, the thing that stands out about your military service to me is the way you describe the, I mean, not just having been raped by an officer, which is deplorable, but you seem to be hinting that there is a level of sexual harassment or discrimination going on against women in today's military.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a lot of that becomes very acceptable in the culture, in across all services, I think, but especially in the Marine Corps. You know, just still holding a bit tighter to the, you know, old boys network and kind of gun club stereotypes. You know, of all the services, but while you're in, I mean, most of it, and I'm generalizing here, of course, for myself and other female Marines, but for the most part, you just roll with most of what happens to you, because if you complained about every just awful thing that somebody said to you or did to you, you'd never make it through a day, most days in the Marine Corps. And you know, it's one of those things, my perspective on it now, being out of it, is a little bit different. But, I mean, I remember while I was in the Marine Corps and talking to some of my civilian, girlfriends and just relaying stories, you know, not even making the point of complaining, just sort of talking about the day or whatever and telling them things that other officers would say to me or do to me, and they would be like, "How is that allowed?" That was everybody else's reaction. How is that happening? You know, in a modern workforce, whether it's military or not. And you just kind of deaden your senses to it sometimes, I think.
What's an example? I mean, give us an idea of just sort of a common everyday thing, occurrence that you were putting up with.
Just a couple things come to mind. One is that a lot of constant commentary on how you look. That I think would be unprofessional in most settings. Just like if I wore my glasses one day, they'd call me the naughty librarian, you know, and it's like, that's not you know, do I think it's kind of funny? Sure, I can laugh about it if those were my friends, but these are people who are like my superiors, you know, commenting on, "Oh, wow, you look sexy when you have your glasses on," or just commentary like that about looks, about things that I wouldn't even think, okay, I'm wearing my glasses in a work environment. Why is that, you know, eliciting comments about how I look or some fantasy that they have that I don't think would be appropriate to share, you know, in most work environments, whether someone was joking around or not.
Yeah, in today's business environment, that is, those things are all lawsuits waiting to happen. I mean, those things are all so far over the line today that I think most men today are aware enough and wise enough, at least not to cross that line, because they'll get into trouble. But in the military, I guess it's a different set of rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would have been considered really, really minor. Like, if I had complained about that to anybody, I probably would have been told, oh, really, get over it, you know, or, oh, they're just kidding. And they were, you know, that's not an example of anything where I felt threatened, you know, for my safety or anything, just that it's inappropriate. And when it's pervasive and happening all the time, it does begin to create an underlying current where you feel like, you know, that's part of your work environment, that's how people are evaluating you, and that they feel like they have the right and freedom to comment on that, good, bad, or otherwise, whenever they want. Which I think most people, you know, by most standards, would say that that's not professional. So.
Right. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the, because you also received treatment in the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
Post-traumatic stress. And so forth. And tell us a little bit about the recovery that you made.
Sure. Well, over the course of the years, because the rape happened at the very beginning of my career, and so even though it happened, I went on, you know, went on to serve for 7 years active duty. I did do several different, you know, versions of therapy, psychotherapy, psychiatrist, psychologist, all that. And initially it was just, okay, let me go to counseling, talk through it. But almost immediately, and then throughout the rest of my time in the Marine Corps, I was just always offered narcotic level medication. I mean, like, it was not even an afterthought. That was just, you know, we were constantly encouraged to take medication. I mean, anything from when I was told I had TMJ, and a doctor told me to take Valium 3 times a day, prescribed it to me, and it wasn't a suggestion, it was a prescription. Take 3 Valium a day for, you know, 2 weeks or whatever it was. And I thought to myself, yeah, I won't have TMJ because I'll be drooling with my mouth open, you know, my chin on my desk. And then same thing with the mental and emotional counseling. I was always offered, well, do you want any drugs? Do you want sleeping pills? Do you want an antidepressant? And there were some times that was hard to say no to. For the most part, I knew that I never wanted to take any medication. Even before I understood what holistic health really was, I was asking for a holistic approach, and I didn't even know what the word meant. I just knew conceptually I wanted someone to take a look at the whole picture, because I was struggling with so many physical things, 2 illnesses and mysterious blood work and, you know, 2 things that didn't make sense that I knew obviously were probably connected to, you know, the emotional stressors that I was going through. And at one point, the only time I really took medication was when I was diagnosed, I think incorrectly, as, you know, figured out since then, with fibromyalgia, and they gave me medication that I actually began having small seizures every morning. And the doctor told me, well, just suck it up, just give it a couple weeks. And I'm like, I'm literally having seizures, and the more I'm waking up and having these little mini seizures. And that was actually the point in time and when I said, I'm done, I'm never taking any more medications. I haven't taken, you know, an Ambien or anything like that ever since. I mean, even over the counter now, I don't even, very, very, very rarely maybe take, you know, an Advil here or there, something like that. But in the military, they hand out ibuprofen, you know, 800 milligram, you know, horse pill size, Motrin, like it's candy. And I was taking that every day for years at a time. And so I stopped all of it, everything, after that experience with the antidepressant that they were giving to me for fibromyalgia that then caused seizures.
Wow. That's really something. That's actually on the extreme end of the spectrum, in my experience, is you take a medication that gives you seizures and the doctor tells you to suck it up.
Yeah.
That's that's pretty far out there. Did anybody offer you treatment that was helpful? You know, the sounds like they pushed a lot of drugs. Did anybody help you?
Yeah, there were two doctors in particular, and in the Marine Corps, we don't have our own medical corps, so our doctors are Navy personnel or civilians sometimes, but primarily Navy. And there were two Navy doctors at Al Asad in Iraq. And on my second deployment, I would say pretty much saved my life. Most of the other therapists I had seen, doctors I had seen, there was no real consistency in care between me moving, them moving, deployments, all that stuff. So you very rarely really got to know your doctors well and get consistent, you know, continuity of care. And then even beyond that, most of them just, my own personal opinion, just weren't that great. I didn't have a great experience. And at the time of my second deployment, I'd been in the Marine Corps for about 4 years and was really going through a major crisis. That's another very long story, but just different stressors and things that were going on that deployment. And I had the very fortunate blessing of meeting a doctor, Ivy Hambrick, and she introduced me to a doctor who, you know, outranked her, you know, in the military, was a couple ranks higher than her, but he was one of her major mentors. And after meeting me and talking to me during this sort of crisis point that I had hit, she recommended, you know, that I talk to this doctor, Matt Davis. And they were both incredible. They had, you know, no real, I would say, you know, motive to help me through the situation that they were helping me with when everybody else was kind of saying another thing and trying to, as they would say, paint me with the crazy brush. They were like, you're not. I mean, very clearly you're not. You're having a normal reaction to a laundry list of very, very stressful, traumatic situations, things that have happened. And the other doctors I was originally interacting with were trying to force me into hospitalization, basically. They were trying to force me home early from my deployment and were going to institutionalize me, I mean, in a nutshell. And I put up a fight, basically said, I'm not going home because I want to stay in Iraq. I'm not crazy. I'm not threatening to kill myself or anyone else. Let me get the help that's supposedly available. You know, oh, we're a modern military. You can go to therapy. It's fine. I said, let me use those resources and let me stay unless you can tell me otherwise that I'm not doing my job or, you know, performing my duty. And they couldn't say that. So because of this, again, I'm paraphrasing a very long story here, but because I kind of put up this fight, I was then able to meet these other two doctors who then went forward to really basically kind of defend me against these other people who had a motive to paint me with the crazy brush and shut me up and send me home. And these two doctors, not just with their defense of me, but then the continued therapy I had with both of them was absolutely the best therapeutic help I've ever had from any doctor, from the two of them. They were absolutely incredible. And at no point did I take medication then, which again was almost forced upon me as well in that particular situation. And so they were really critical in helping me get through that time therapeutically. So.
Well, that's encouraging to know that kind of help existed for you. Now, I think it's interesting that, you know, there's different theories about why medication or hospitalization are forced upon people. And, you know, a lot of people who don't have the inward strength just succumb to it. It's like, well, this person's the doctor and they say I have to take these pills. And then if the pills don't work, mm-hmm. try other pills. And if those don't work, well, then the next step is to be put in the hospital, to be heavily sedated, to undergo, you know, electroconvulsive therapy. And people just sort of go down this path because the person in authority tells them to. And
right.
there's different, you know, schools of thought about why that happens. There's one, there's the conspiracy part, which is the pharmaceuticals or the powers that be are forcing people into this state where they, you know, they want sheeple, they want followers, right. They want. And then there's the other theory, which I kind of subscribe, I would subscribe to a little bit more, which is that the doctors are incompetent. And rather than face their incompetence with humility, they want you out of the way when they can't help you.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just send you over and lock you in the closet over there so I don't have to face my own incompetence and learn something new. And so it sounds like a little bit of that's what's going on. You had a case that was difficult for them, so they tried what they knew, and then they wanted you out of the way from there.
Well, yeah, and especially in a military situation and in a combat zone, I can empathize. I don't think it's right, but I can empathize where some of my commanders were coming from and where the doctors were coming from, where exactly what you were just describing, where it's, almost getting people out of the way is the case in a much more even heightened sense, you know, because we're in combat and we're doing all, you know, and you don't have the time or resources to deal with people or sometimes the confidence. And so it does seem much easier, given our, you know, broader cultural acceptance of medication as well, to just medicate and push you out the door. I get it, you know, but at the same time, when it's you that it's happening to and you're a human being and it's your life that's, unfolding before your eyes, seemingly out of control at certain points, I feel very, very blessed and thank God that I didn't succumb to the medication and the getting, you know, forced onto a helicopter and sent to a hospital. And I don't mean to negate or diminish the value of that for some people in some circumstances. Of course, it can be appropriate at times. For me, it was not, and I'm thankful that, you know, in retrospect, even, I'm very thankful that that wasn't how things unfolded for me. So, and then that was, as we're sort of talking about this, I'm sort of referencing my second deployment. That was the time that yoga became my main personal therapy, and really took on a whole new meaning for me, even though I had dabbled in the practice for years. On that second deployment, when I was absolutely under duress, yoga was the one thing that kept me, that I felt like, you know, kept me living, because it was really as simple as the breath, you know, and just being able to breathe. And knowing now even the science behind that, it's wonderful to know it was doing even more for me than I probably realized, that that's been a really big go-to natural therapy for me, and that I've suggested to many others as well.
And I know you have, we mentioned this, or I mentioned earlier, this event that you have coming up in San Diego. And so you're teaching people yoga. I mean, tell us a little bit about what you teach people. I know you're coaching people, you're helping to organize and being involved with seminars that have to do with health and healing and recovery. Tell us a little bit about that philosophy.
Sure. So my main website for my business is SemperSarah.com, and I chose Semper because of the Marine Corps motto, Semper Fidelis, which means always faithful. And faith has definitely been, central to my healthy survival, I believe. And I turned Semper into an acronym, which stands for always be sincere, empathetic, motivated, perseverant, engaged, and resilient. And so I take this Semper philosophy and apply it with what I call the Just Roll With It method. So the boot camp that I'm teaching December 1st in San Diego is called the Just Roll With It Boot Camp. And it's really a fusion of natural health and wellness techniques with personal and professional growth and development. So I feel like a lot of, in general, the way those areas are approached is very separate. Like it's a dichotomy, like either you're doing your personal development or your professional development or health and wellness. Like these are all very separate things, and they're not. I mean, it's integrated. And one of the main things I teach is that you have to be healthy in order to heal. You know, and if we don't address all of those components together, I think we're really selling ourselves short. And so this boot camp is a fusion, and bridging that gap, I think, between health and personal and professional growth. And just bringing it all together in one day. I've got four other guest expert speakers coming in to address different topics. One who's an expert behind, the science behind mindfulness therapies like yoga and meditation. One who will address suicide and moving beyond that edge. Another who addresses, loss of family and grief. And another one who will address, post-traumatic stress disorder, combat stress, as well as leadership. So, I speak as well at my event. So obviously I'll be speaking, kind of tying all those things together and bringing some yoga practice into it, some meditation, some movement. So it's going to be a really unique event. I think it's going to be awesome.
And who's it for? Is it for anybody who wants to come? Is it for people with experience in the military, or who's it for?
That's a great question. It is, given my background and a couple of the speakers are military veterans as well, I believe, veterans will feel especially tied in there, and welcome to attend. But it's not just for veterans. It is for anyone who's experienced a traumatic or just really difficult life event that, renders them stuck. So they have this feeling of, I know I want something more. I know, I have these goals or these aspirations, but for whatever set of reasons, just aren't quite getting there. And so it's kind of this model of, going from good to great, beyond just the theory and the goal, but giving people actual tool sets that are simple things that they will be able to start doing that day that will help them, gain some positive momentum forward.
Okay. And I like what you said about the physical health and the mental and emotional health being taken an integrative approach to that. I think it's really important because there are skills that you need to have in order to create mental health and health in your relationships that you won't get by being healthy physically. And at the same time, if your body is not in a position if you're not running on all cylinders, you're not going to be able to create the emotional strength to be healthy and happy in your life. And, my wife and I talk about this all the time. It's like, let's say you're a perfect model of physical health and you've got good energy and you feel good all the time. And yet you could be a total narcissist and absolutely not have the ability to reach out to other people. How do you argue constructively? How do you share? How do you, cohabitate with another person? How do you extend yourself to others? I mean, all of those things don't necessarily come just with physical health. And so it really is, one side is not complete without the other, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I totally agree. You've got to have your relationship, some form of spirituality, I think, whether that's religion or not, physical fitness, and the relationship. I mean, and it's what the Institute for Integrative Nutrition calls primary foods and secondary foods. So your primary foods are actually all the stuff that's not food, and your secondary is the food itself. And so, that whole health piece that, how many people do you see at these super duper health food stores that look miserable? And it's like, what's the point in being the specimen of health, but you hate your job or you're miserable in your relationship and you're not truly healthy? And so you really, I believe so strongly in an integrative approach, to healing, and especially given my personal experience and what I've seen with some of the people I've spoken to, at events and coached and mentored, absolutely just makes a huge difference to really take an integrative approach to moving forward.
One of the things I think people have a hard time with, and I wanted to ask you about this in your experience going back to the military, which is, you can, especially when it comes to emotional trauma, you can experience a string of emotional traumas and be emotionally affected by it, be depressed, be anxious, on edge. You can have physical symptoms from it, and yet somehow not put the pieces together
in such a way that you go, I've had a string of emotional traumas, mm-hmm. and it makes sense that I would feel this way. And rather than do that, you're thinking there's something wrong with you. You're thinking you're broken. You can't figure out why you're going through what you're going through. When, from an outsider's perspective, or at least a trained outsider's perspective, it makes perfect sense. So it sounds like you went through some of that in the military. One of those great Navy doctors sort of normalized the situation for you and said, you know what? All of this adds up. And yet, when right. you're in the middle of it, it doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doc Davis in particular used to refer to it as the perfect storm. He's like, look at everything. You know, there's not one element of your life that's untouched right now. If you weren't reacting this way, there would be something wrong with you. You know, it was like, oh, I'm crying too much or whatever, you know, thing that sounds silly now to say that I was beating myself up for it. He was like, if you weren't upset by this, then I really would be concerned that something was wrong with you mentally. You are processing it appropriately, you know, and that's why really the value of mentors and teachers and coaches is something I emphasize as well, because, you know, there's no way I would have been able to just see through that myself. When you're in the eye of the storm, you're in the middle of the forest, you know, and you can't see the trees. And he was absolutely critical in helping me kind of, you know, very simply pick that apart. And sometimes it is something that's not rocket science, but takes someone outside of you to point it out to you and say, hey, it's okay. Like, this makes sense. Let's kind of address it and move forward. Like, no need to almost compound it, you know, by then beating yourself up or saying I'm not normal or I'm crazy or I'm, you know, when you're not, you're having a normal reaction to crisis or trauma.
Yeah, and is there a sense that, especially if you're a strong person, is there a sense that this stuff shouldn't affect me? I should be able mm-hmm. to be okay, and therefore...
Oh, of course.
Right? That sort of factors yeah. into the denial or what have you?
Of course, absolutely.
You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundrant on National News Radio.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know the Natural News Store saves you money on superfoods, preparedness products, and more? Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving right now on herbal medicine kits, sovereign silver, Enerfood superfood products, organic storable foods for preparedness, astaxanthin, chia seeds, coconut sugar, and much more. Everything in the store is personally selected by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, so you can shop with confidence while avoiding GMOs, MSG, chemical additives, and other ingredients found in products sold elsewhere. Visit shopnaturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com to get started on your savings. Orders of $99 or more are shipped free in the continental USA. And we have live customer support ready to help via phone, text, chat, or email. A percentage of all sales are donated to important causes for food freedom, farm freedom, and health freedom. Most recently, the Natural News Store donated $10,000 to help support the GMO labeling Proposition 37 in California. More donations will be announced on a regular basis. Visit shopnaturalnews.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
This year alone, one in three Americans will experience a mental health issue. When coping with life's challenging situations of all kinds, it is important to get the right kind of help. GoodTherapy.org is your advocate and resource for finding the right therapist. GoodTherapy.org is an association of thousands of therapists who value collaborative therapy and believe their clients have the power to tap into their own internal resources. Each GoodTherapy.org therapist is individually verified for adherence to strict educational, licensure, and philosophical guidelines. GoodTherapy.org is more than just a therapist directory. As part of its mission and vision to educate consumers about the differences between healthy and unhealthy therapy, GoodTherapy.org provides a wealth of resources about the process of therapy and mental health-related blogs, news, and expert articles. If you or somebody you know needs help, would like to find a therapist, or would like information about mental health, visit www.goodtherapy.org, because everybody deserves to feel good. You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundrant on National News Radio.
So, it's one of the things I think. I mean, as we're having this conversation and taking our listeners into account, this is to me what this doctor did for you in the Navy. I call it creating sanity for people. In other words, we're having all of these symptoms. And we're thinking we shouldn't be having these symptoms, and therefore there's something wrong with us. And so we keep trying not to have them. And somebody comes along and says, let me show you that all of this is, with your example, a perfect storm. It's like, this makes as much sense as 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, you've had these things, it adds up. This is the way your brain works. This is the way your body works. And this is what's going on. It's okay. I call that creating sanity. It's like you go from feeling insane to feeling sane. You're now in a lot of pain. It doesn't mean you know what to do with it, but at least you don't feel like you're nuts, right?
Exactly. And that's a perfect description. And yeah, there's so much value in that. I think that's just such a huge step forward toward real healing, is not being described, you know, painted as insane or crazy when, again, of course, there are instances, you know, I'm not a doctor, so, you know, I'm not speaking from that perspective, but from what I've seen among other victims of tragedies and traumas as well, is you sort of fall into that identification too, because that's what people are telling you. So you just, oh yeah, okay, I'm a victim and I'm a little crazy and I'm, you know, and you just start absorbing and believing those things, those misrepresentations, I think.
I think that's a good point, in that if you go to a doctor or a counselor or somebody who cannot create that sanity and explain and help you figure out exactly why you are feeling what you're feeling, why you're going through what you're going through, then if they're stumped by it and they're just going to pass you on to the next level of treatment, or say that there's your option is drugs or hospitalization or what have you, then that only, you only dig yourself deeper into a problem, right? I mean, it's, and so I think, as you know, we're seeking treatment for things, especially in the world of mental health, whether or not you understand why you're going through what you're going through or what caused it, you've got to hold on to, there is a cause, there is a reason, this does make sense, and I'm going to hold out to find someone to work with that can help me make sense out of it. I would simply not accept anybody telling me that, or just, you know, brushing me off to the next level of treatment, or telling me that drugs are the only option, or what have you. You've got to hold out. And I think that's where your faith comes in. You've got to hold out and believe that there's going to be an answer to it. And don't accept, just because someone's an authority, don't accept that they know what they're talking about or that they're competent.
Yeah. Well, and I think a creative approach to it, too, and, you know, which requires at least some semblance of personal responsibility, which is a big leap for some people to make initially, especially when you've had something happen to you. You know, I know I got stuck in that mindset for a long time, like, well, I shouldn't have to figure this out, or people should be doing more for me, you know, whether it's a spouse or a friend or a family member or a doctor or an institution. I do see that very prevalent in the military world, where people are going, well, the military should be doing more for me, or the VA should be doing more for me. Well, perhaps they should, but what are you going to do, you know, in the meantime with the rest of your life? And I feel like, you know, something I'm very glad that I learned to do years ago was creatively seek out other mentors, therapists, coaches. Again, like, I just knowing the value of that and going, okay, well, if the doctors that I'm seeing at the military hospital aren't quite cutting it, or, you know, aren't resonating with who I am, where else can I go? So I sought out, you know, there was a couple that I worked with when I was at the University of Virginia, who are Christians and very spiritual, and they do leadership training and relationship training. And so I got back in touch with them, and they've been massively beneficial and healing for me. To this day, they're still two of my main mentors, and I didn't get them from the military because they weren't available there. So, you know, if that makes sense, just then sometimes you gotta keep looking, which I think is kind of what you were saying. You know, don't just accept, you know, the first thing that somebody tells you, and when they're in a position of authority, I get why that's easy to just take it, but, you know, realize that you don't have to, and realize, get creative. So whatever works for you, if that's a spiritual mentor, a sports coach, a professional coach, health coach, whatever it is, you know, I think we all still need coaches as adults, you know. We grow up hearing that as kids when we have coaches and teachers, and then we grow up and leave school, and it's like a lot of us just forget about that and try to go through our lives alone, and that's just, I just don't think that's ever good for anybody.
Yeah. Now, yeah. You also have a life coaching practice, or you're starting to take clients coming soon?
I am. So I've worked with a few people already, specifically with the health coaching, but in the new year I'll be taking on new clients. So really what the integrative approach to health coaching really ends up looking a lot like what most people know of as life coaching. Mm-hmm. Because I do take into account everything. We're not just talking about food. So we really cover all the major you know, factors going on in your life that do affect your total nutrition. So
that's great. And people don't go to the where do people go to find out more information about your health coaching or life coaching service?
Yeah, so my main business site is SemperSarah.com. So that's SemperSarah. And so that's where you would go to find information on my keynote speeches, or to book me for a speech or something like that. And then as well as my coaching programs. I'm redoing the website now, so we're going to have even more information up there soon. But in the meantime, it's got some basic information and my contact information, email, and phone number. And then, so if anybody had any questions at all, if, you know, your questions aren't answered on the website, definitely email or call me, and it's really easy for us to set up a consultation and talk about working together. And then my live event is hosted on a different website, and that's at justrollwithitbootcamp.com. And so that's where I'll be, you know, posting event registration and info for any of my live events. And the next one coming up is December 1st in San Diego.
And you have a book coming out?
I do. So I have a book coming out in December as well, which will launch at the live event. So people who attend the event will get first glance at the book, and then it'll be released later in the month. and that is titled Just Roll With It, Stop Comparing, Competing, and Self-Defeating. And it's my seven battle-tested strategies, if you will, for creating a ridiculously happy, healthy, and successful life of purpose, kind of how I like to describe it. So
that's great. So yeah. Is there any final thoughts as we wrap up here in the last few minutes? Is there anything, last words of advice or anything that we didn't mention in your story that you wanted to mention?
Sure. One more thing just to emphasize, and again, this is something I teach, and because I try to apply it to my own life on a daily basis, is just the power of choice and realizing that we really, really can choose, what it is that we're going to make of ourselves and our lives and moving forward or not. And I feel like I have a right to say that because I've been there, and I've been in the place where I didn't really have that personal responsibility and felt like a victim, justifiably, could still feel that way. But to me, it's sort of like, what's the point? You're only hurting yourself by staying stuck there, and with a little bit of help and a mindset shift and appropriate inspiration and instruction, we really can make the choice to love the life we live and live the life we love.
And for people who are in a position, people who are in a position where they really are feeling like a victim, that they don't have any choices, they're trapped, they don't know what their options are, what do you do? You go, well, you're telling me that, I have choices. I don't. I feel mm-hmm. miserable every single day and I can't get my life together. What's my choice?
Well, again, I'm not a doctor, so I can't, speak with from that frame of authority, but I've just seen so many cases where people believe that wholeheartedly. I mean, absolutely are convinced they have no choice, and they still do. I mean, I've yet to see, someone who literally couldn't do anything about their situation. And we all have, pain is universal, but of course how we experience it is unique to us. But that being said, it's hard for me to really buy into that mentality when I have seen people who have come from absolutely nothing and being truly stuck to see them move forward. It's hard to make a general comment here, obviously each situation is going to be a little different, but I guess, don't see it as comparing your pain to someone else's or judging, your situation or someone else's, but rather just, okay, even as stuck as I feel, keep looking. Like there is a way. I'm trying to give a short answer, but there's just, in my own life, there have been times, I was in a combat zone where superior officers were telling me what to do, where someone could have conceivably said, I had no choice. I could have said, I had no choice. I was told I had to go home, but I didn't. And that's not to toot my own horn. It's just an example of even when from the outside looking in, or even within your own mind, it seems like you have no choices. There's almost always something else that you can try, that you must try first before just resolving yourself to being stuck where you are.
Yeah, I like that. We're talking about just the faith that there must be something else out there. I mean, one of the things that I like to tell people is that one choice you always have is to reach out to other people. And, mm-hmm. There's always going to be somebody to reach out to where you can be honest about what's going on and find out whether or not they have a choice to offer other people, especially when you're stuck. Other people are an incredible resource. And I just imagine, if I were completely stuck, my choice would be, I'm going to keep reaching out to people until I find someone who can show me a path forward, even for a few steps, and then I'll find somebody else. But, mm-hmm. If I can't find within myself the resources that I need, then at least I can reach out to other people. And I think that's what the Just Roll With It bootcamp.com site is about. It's here. We're offering you an option here. And that's what coaches and therapists and so forth are all about. We always have that. We always have that option.
And recognizing that we may not find, you know, things aren't going to be a one-stop shop, you know, and I think some of that is managing our own expectations as well. And so, you know, we can't go to a, go to a therapist and expect them to be our end-all be-all and that's it and that's the only person, you know. And again, I think this is part of the, you know, creative approach to problem solving. And what you were just saying about reaching out is part of the second E in Semper is to be engaged. And so that means staying connected or reaching out for connections when you need them. And, recognizing you may get, you know, a little from column A from one person, a little from column B from another. Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah. No worries.
Or, you know, at these live events where, I'm not promising to solve all your problems in one day, but I am promising to give you, you know, almost a buffet of tool sets from which to choose that, you know, five of them may work for you and two may work for another, all of them for another person. But the idea is to equip people with as many options and tool sets as possible.
Yeah, I like that. And that we could, even though we don't have time, we could open a can of worms with that concept and say, that, you know, one of the problems is a lot of healers, doctors, I mean, a lot of people on that side of the equation present themselves as the end-all be-all solution as part of their marketing strategy. And it's really important not to get caught up in that, but we won't open that can of worms.
Okay. I absolutely am not claiming to have all the answers for all people. So we're very upfront about that.
No, of course not. You've been very clear about that. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the elements of credibility that I look for when I am, you know, looking for someone to work with, is that they're being grounded in their approach. People need real help. They don't need pretend help. And people that are over-promising or promising a magic bullet, that's kind of pretend help. That's not real. I mean, people who are struggling in life, the struggles are for real. And they need helpers and healers who are going to be real with them and encourage personal responsibility. So anyways, it's been great to get to know you a little bit. Thank you for taking the time to spend with us and tell us a little bit about your story. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you having me on. It's been great.
Okay, and just say again the two websites people should go to get more information.
Sure, you can go to SemperSarah.com, where you can also sign up for what I call Moto Mail, which is my free e-newsletter. And then for my live events, the first one here coming up in the immediate term, December 1st in San Diego, can be found at JustRollWithItBootcamp.com.
All right, Sarah, thanks for joining us on Natural News Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundrant on Natural News Radio.
All right, thanks again to Sarah Plummer for joining us on Natural News Radio. We want to take a minute as we wrap up here and extend our thanks to Mike Adams and crew at naturalnewsradio.com. And it's just fabulous to work with these people, and we appreciate what they're doing to extend health talk radio throughout the internet. The shows are very, very successful. We get tens of thousands of visitors a month, not just visitors, but actual downloads of our radio shows, and that's thanks to the great job that they do at Natural News Radio. By the way, if you want a daily update on the Natural News Radio shows, go to naturalnewsradio.com. There's a place where you can put your email address in and get a newsletter to your inbox every day on the topic of the shows. We invite you to do that so that you'll have regular updates. Thanks again for listening to Mental Health Exposed, and as always, we'll talk to you again real soon.
Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. Visit INLPCenter.com to get your free 30-minute life coaching strategy session with Mike Bundren. INLPCenter.com.